It's PacView's Melissa Burdick, the Wizard of Woodland Hills Shree, special guest host Jackie Danowski from Flywheel, and I'm PVSB, also from Flywheel, a division of Omnicom. Before we get to the CPG Guys episode you've downloaded, it's the week of April 29th, an ACDS annual week, and it's time for the Fresh Four. Four curated news stories from the past week. We find them masterfully intriguing. We hope you do too. They're brought to you through our partnership with RetailWit, your one-stop shop for retail industry intelligence and news. RetailWit.com, it's retail right now. Sheree, lead us off, would you?
Albertsons has been named the 2024 winner of the Webby Award for People's Voice Top Shopping and Retail App. I am so immensely proud of the shopper experience team, our engineering counterparts, and all of our cross-functional partners across the organization. Cheers to your hard work and customer obsession, said Jill Pavlovich, SVP of Customer Experience at Albertsons. 23 individual Albertsons associates were recognized in earning this award. Congratulations to all of you, and over to you, Melissa.
Best Buy and CNET are combining their ad inventory. Consumer electronics retailer Best Buy and digital publisher CNET are teaming up to create a new retail media model. The electronics retailer and the publisher are combining their ad inventory, allowing advertisers to buy across Best Buy Ads retail media network and alongside CNET's tech review-focused editorial content, and measure whether ads seen on either platform drove sales. In a month-long survey during which CNET content was displayed nationally across Best Buy's in-store TV walls, 86% of respondents said the content made them more confident in their purchases. It also garnered a 25% lift in purchase intent, according to the companies. Super interesting space as retailers continue to look for differentiation.
Thank you, Melissa. The National Association of Chain Drugstore annual meeting set to take place this week in Palm Beach, Florida. The annual meeting of the NACDS is set to begin Sunday, April 27th at the Breakers Hotel in Palm Beach, Florida. Featured speakers include Walter Isaacson and Arthur C. Brooks. NACDS annual is noted for the strategic meetings that transpire between retailers, consumer goods manufacturers, sales and marketing agencies, and other ecosystem service partners. If you're on a budget, make sure to get a hot dog at the poolside restaurant at $27. It is the least expensive menu entree offered at this five-star resort. Brian, Sheree, and Andrea are all in attendance this year. Closing it out, Jackie.
Hello, Fresh Four listeners. Red Bull Pink Edition Sugar-Free hits shelves. Red Bull is launching a new permanent sugar-free edition this summer. Red Bull Pink Edition Sugar-Free combines raspberry and forest fruits with herbal notes of verbena. It is the second new variant introduced by the brand this year, and the first fully sugar-free flavor in its portfolio, aiming to attract new shoppers to the category. Red Bull editions have been largely incremental to the brand, with 50% of edition buyers being new to Red Bull as they grow their flavor offering.
Thank you, Jackie, and welcome as a guest host to the Fresh Four. That's it for the Fresh Four. Now on to the CPG Guys episode that you've downloaded. Welcome to another episode of the CPG Guys podcast. Our co-hosts, Sheree Rajagopalan and Peter V.S. Bond, explore how brands and retailers engage with consumers online, in-store, and everywhere in between. And now, here are Sheree and Peter. Everyone, and welcome to the CPG Guys podcast. I'm PVSB, Peter, one of the aforementioned CPG Guys. I'm also the Vice President of Retail Strategy and Development at Fetch Rewards, a mobile loyalty platform. My co-host is the other CPG Guys. And while we're usually arguing over our baseball teams and their chances of getting to the World Series, we're trying to strike a new harmonious chord. And where Sheree and I can agree on things is football. We're both Giants fans. We're looking forward to the football season. So with that, I want to welcome my co-conspirator, my co-host, my ride or die, the man known as Sheree. Sheree, how you doing today?
Hey, Peter, thank you so much. What a pleasure doing this week over week with you. And yes, football season is upon us, and game one of preseason is already behind us. Can you believe it's that time of the year?
I am so excited about it. You know, Sheree, with this new friendly tone, I think, you know, we should be on that Apple TV show, Ted Lasso, right? That's just called positivity.
And this show's never going to be the same, though, Peter.
I know.
No baseball. I don't know, you know.
We'll try our best. But thank you, Sri, for joining me as always. And before we get to our guest today, I want to remind our audience that all of our content, including our series on profitability, we did a great women's leadership series last October, which helped Sri and me contribute $8,000 to Susan G. Komen. Little Easter egg, we've got a big surprise this year for that redo. We've got a special episode coming up right before Thanksgiving where we're going to be helping raise even more money this year. You can all find that. It's free. Just go to cpgguys.com. And if the best way to keep in touch with us and understand what we're talking about, in addition to listening to the podcast, is follow us on LinkedIn. It is our primary platform for amplifying. Just go there, enter CPG Guys, and click the follow button when you get to the page. That way we'll appear in your stream, and you will see all the content that we are creating. And Sri, how much does that cost? What's the price there?
Absolutely nothing, Peter. This is a platform where any guest can join in listening. It is free.
A reminder, the Network of Executive Women is here for you. Their mission is in advancing all women, growing business, and transforming our workplaces through the power of community. NU is a growing community of 13,500 professional women and men, too, representing nearly 900 organizations across North America. I've been involved in NU since my time in Cincinnati, moving on to Providence, and more recently now here in my role at FET. So I think they're a wonderful organization. And they're a strong collective voice for everyone in the corporate world who wants to see gender equality become a reality, and welcome all who champion the cause and are proud to have some very influential, forward-thinking women and men in their ranks. So NU is a great organization. Today, we're back at it with the premier conference of the CPG and retail industry, one that Sri and I discovered by first attending a few years ago. Sri is keynoted at one of the prior events. We know retailers, brands, and service providers all think of grocery shop as the key learning, connecting, and networking form of our industry. It is frankly pretty cool to be at grocery shop. Today's episode is with Joe Laszlo, VP of Content for them. Please join Sri and me in welcoming Joe to the podcast. Joe, greetings. How you doing today?
Hey, very well. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. Well, we are very excited to have you. Before we get to the questions, would you be so kind as to tell us about where our audience can learn more about grocery shop, and then a brief overview of what it is and what you're doing there?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So grocery shop is easy to find on the World Wide Web, just groceryshop.com, all one word. Grocery shop, I like to describe it as the conference for retail and consumer goods innovation. So we're gathering about 2,000 senior executives from across retailers, brands, technology companies, investors, and the rest of the larger grocery ecosystem in Las Vegas for 4 days to catch up with one another in person and learn what's new in the industry.
Okay, thanks for that, Joe. We're going to include in the digital liner notes of this episode hyperlinks to your LinkedIn profile and to the grocery shop site where they can find more about the actual event. But right now, let's get to the questions, because I know the show's coming up and a lot of people want to learn more about the show and what's going to happen. So why don't we get right to it? So I'm going to dive in. I'll ask the first question. Why don't we address the elephant in the room, right? COVID is unfortunately still here. In fact, we've seen some resurgence and a lot of concerns over that. Why is the conference in person this year, and why can attendees expect that the best possible safety measures are going to be in place?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Thanks, Peter. It's a really important question, and I guess I'd start by saying that, you know, our attendees, you know, the speakers, sponsors, and just folks who have bought tickets, you know, everybody is really excited about getting together in person again. I think, you know, the industry has certainly been through a lot the last 18 months. And I think one of the roles that grocery shop is one of the first in-person events specific to grocery and consumer goods is going to play is really kind of a massive group therapy decompression session where everybody can kind of share their experiences and, you know, kind of realize that they're not alone. On top of that, though, I think it's really important to say that we would not be doing Grocery Shop as an in-person event were we not 100% sure that we could pull it off safely in a way that it takes into account all of the latest recommendations and guidelines from the CDC, from the state of Nevada, from Clark County, which is the county that Las Vegas is in, from the MGM, which owns Mandalay Bay, which is where a Grocery Shop is taking place. So our logistics team has been in touch with or very focused on all of those various organizations as we've put our safety plans in place. One thing I'd say about that off the bat is we're requiring all attendees to file proof of vaccination prior to the show. We'll be sharing with attendees a link to a mobile app for doing that, or proof of COVID negative test, again, in the 72 hours or so before the conference. So we'll definitely be taking that step. We're rethinking things like food and beverage and just kind of space in the exhibit hall so that everybody has a bit more space. We're rejiggering some of the session rooms as well. So there will be socially distanced seating options available for participants who want them. And then the last thing it's also important to note is Clark County currently has a mask requirement in place at all indoor venues. And so Grocery Shop will be following that. So everybody will be wearing masks while they're with us in Vegas.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that, Joe. I had no doubt that that will be the case, that the conference will be conducted in the most safe way possible that possibly exists. And, you know, in between requiring vaccines, masks, I think you're hitting the spot. Now let's get into the meat of what this conference is about, right? So what I'm used to, Joe, year over year is it's 3 days. You start, there's keynotes every day, but more importantly, there's also tracks if you're a marketer, if you're in sales, if you're on the retail side, digital side. So for our audience who's very curious how it's going to be this year, can you take us through what this 3-day agenda possibly looks like? And what are the different tracks one could choose to be part of?
Sure, absolutely. So Grocery Shop, we pride ourselves in packing a lot into the 3 days of the conference. We will be kicking off on Sunday afternoon, the 19th, and running through Wednesday morning with, exactly as you said, Sri, a variety of different tracks and track sessions, interspersed with a number of main stage keynotes featuring some of the most senior executives from the most prominent companies in the business. And I would say, you know, our guiding star when we're setting the agenda is really always all about where innovation is happening, where change is happening most rapidly in the industry. And so for grocery for this year, I'm excited about our tracks focused on how the in-store experience is changing. As consumers get more comfortable being in grocery stores again, will we see the return of sampling anytime soon? Those sorts of questions. We have a separate track focused on the state of the art of e-commerce. We have, as you suggested, tracks focused on marketing and merchandising. And then for folks from the operations side of the world, there's a track focused on supply chain. And then, of course, focused on fulfillment, pickup, and delivery as well. I think many, many, many of us over the past 18 months have been extremely grateful to have pickup and delivery options available when we have to do our weekly grocery shopping. So that's going to be a focus of the agenda as well. And then, you know, I'll just throw out another couple of topics. You know, we're focused on how organizations are changing as well, right? As it becomes more important for CPG companies to be digital companies, how do they attract and retain the talent that'll let them do that? And then one last thing I'll throw out is, in addition to, you know, kind of all of the other tracks I've talked about, we have a track called the Emerging Technology Spotlight, where we featured non-salesy thought leadership presentations from founders and CEOs of some of the most exciting technology startups that are serving the consumer goods and retail industries today.
Sounds like a really action-packed agenda of relevant topics. And I know, having looked at the one you just mentioned on emerging technologies, one of your speakers was a prior guest on our show, and it was probably one of our favorite episodes to date. So exciting lineup that you have waiting for people.
Yeah. Thank you, Peter. Yeah, there are going to be something like 45 total track sessions over the 3 days of the show. And I think if we get one consistent complaint, I guess, from attendees, it's that they can't decide which of the concurrent track sessions they want to go to. They all seem good. And I guess that's a bragging sort of complaint.
I know. I was I was so torn. Fortunately, I came with a team of people and we had to divide and conquer. So you're going to this one and you're going to that one because there's so much good stuff at Grocery Shop. I'm very excited. So my question to you, Joe, is how does a brand engage with a retailer at the event? You know, what is the value proposition for, you know, be it a provider or a brand or a retailer for going to this show?
Yeah, I think that's another really great question and something that I'm really excited about. So, you know, of the 2,000 or so attendees we're expecting in Vegas this year, something like 40% of them will be coming from retailers and brands. And like, that's about a 50-50 split. So about 20% of the total audience retailers, 20% of the audience from brands, CPG companies. And we have a number of, you know, networking events and other events really focused on the brands and retailers in the audience to give them opportunities to come together. I'll cite just a couple of those. So there are sponsored retailer and brand dinners each night of the conference. Those are invite only, but they definitely provide a really great venue for retailers and brands to interact informally. We'll have a pub crawl on the second night of the show called Shop Hop that again kind of gives retailer and brand attendees a chance to meet informally over a drink. And then third, you know, on the Monday and Tuesday mornings of the conference, we do a program called Table Talks. And these are breakfast conversations that we curate groups of, you know, 7 to 10 or so executives attending from retailers and brands who express an interest in a particular topic. And so we convene these tables of people, you know, kind of at about a similar seniority level from companies that aren't competitive to chat over breakfast about, you know, kind of be it a marketing topic, be it a leadership topic, you know, kind of, again, there's an array of about 10 subjects that people can choose from. And I think that's an important way to kind of find new connections, make new connections between the brands who attend and the retailers who attend. And I really do think that, you know, both learning and connecting are two of the huge value propositions for brands, why they should join us in Las Vegas.
So the spirit of learning, you know, I've been to programs in a past life when I was earlier in my career on the hosted service providers event. How does this hosted service providers events that help offset the attendance costs for those that don't have the budget, especially now in a post-pandemic era where budgets are going to be challenged?
Yeah. I think we've, even before the pandemic, we kind of realized that brand executives don't always have unlimited travel and conference budgets. And so as we thought about ways to make conference time more productive, we came up with this idea that we call the Hosted Retailers and Brands Program. The Hosted Program is a way for executives from brands who have, you know, budgetary decision-making power over some aspect of the company's technology investments, get a free ticket to the conference and a travel reimbursement for their T&E to get there in exchange for taking up to eight 15-minute one-on-one double opt-in conversations with a sponsor for the show. And so there's a lot of adjectives there, but just to unpack those a little bit. So up to eight, you don't have to do more than 2 hours of your time at the conference in these conversations. 15-minute, that's self-explanatory. Double opt-in. So we've built a platform that, think of it like Match.com for professional services. So sponsors kind of say what they do and the kinds of services they provide. Brands that attend say what kinds of things they're looking to buy, what kinds of technologies they're looking to invest in. Our platform kind of lets people say who they're interested in on both sides. And where there's a double match, where both sides say they're interested in a meeting, then it finds time during the hosted hours where those get scheduled. And I want to emphasize that hosted meetings don't take place during any of the onstage content at the show. They take place during breaks. And so you're not missing anything by doing the hosted meetings. But the value proposition can be really, really phenomenal, not just in terms of the offsetting the cost of the ticket, but also, you know, we hear from brands and from technology companies alike that they've forged really strong relationships just on the back of one of those 15-minute get-to-know-you one-on-ones.
Joe, I can tell you as a service provider who is availed of these services that you provide through the hosted meeting program, probably the highest ROI I've seen in terms of spend. Really great takes. Because of that double opt-in, I'm making a connection with someone who actually wants to talk to me, and that gets us much further along in that brief little conversation. It leads to the next one, which leads to business. So I'm a big fan, I'll just say, of the hosted meeting program.
Oh, no, I was just going to thank you. Thank you for that. It's always nice to hear from, somebody who really kind of found value in participating in the program. So I appreciate it.
You know, the one thing I wanted to add is 8 meetings, I think, is a very good investment of time for those curious in the industry to learn more about the transformation of the industry. You know, I am day in and day out. I'm with so many people who are hungry to learn this world of transformation that's taking place in CPG. What better way than have that curiosity to meet with a bunch of service providers and actually know what, understand truly different things, the technology that's involved in the store, the transformation of user experience, artificial intelligence, data and analytics. Like, you can run the gamut of learning.
Yeah, it's a long list. There are a dozen main stage keynotes over the 3 days of Grocery Shop. I won't go through all of them necessarily, because that would be sort of a long list. The agenda is published on groceryshop.com for folks who want to see. But just to call out a few that I'm particularly excited about, maybe Rodney McMullen, who's the chairman and CEO of Kroger, is speaking on Sunday. He's giving the opening main stage keynote at the event. Later in the week, we're hearing from Hanneke Faber, who is the president for food and refreshment at Unilever. And so we have two of the very largest grocery retailer and food companies, you know, anywhere really, kind of, and both, I think, talking about how they've adapted over the last year and a half, how they've kind of adjusted in a corporate sense to a much faster way of working than maybe anybody ever had before. And of course, the remote way of working that so many of us have adapted to as well. And then I think also, you know, it's kind of the new relationship with consumers that I think we're seeing shape up more and more coming out of the pandemic around, really kind of living your values and having a purpose as a brand, as a company that relates to the purpose and the values of your customers. So I'm really excited that we have both of them to represent, you know, kind of some of the largest and most established brands in the space. Shifting to kind of more the world of startups, Tony Hsu, who's the co-founder and CEO of DoorDash, is speaking, as is the co-founder and CEO of Grove Collaborative. And they're just two of a large number of startups that are really kind of, without the sort of legacy of years and years of heritage, you know, really responding to consumer needs in various ways. DoorDash, obviously, again, helping make things much more convenient for consumers who maybe aren't out or haven't been out and about as much as they would like to be. Grove really focused on the concerns around sustainability and kind of buying products that are good for your family as well as good for the planet, both obviously very, very large and increasingly important companies in their own right and as partners to CPG companies and others in the space. And then, a couple more, and then I'll kind of let you react. So we're doing a sort of hybrid conversation where Julie Bowerman, who's the Chief Global Digital Customer and Consumer Experience Officer for Kellogg's, is sitting down for a conversation with Kelly Caruso, who's the Chief Executive Officer at Shipt. So an established brand and a sort of disruptive solution provider, both talking about leadership and, again, kind of how they've helped their teams through the last 18 months and what that's going to mean for the future. Because I guess I would definitely want to point out that, you know, while we've all been through a hell of a past 18 months, Grocery Shop is very much focused on the present and the future of the industry. So it's going to be about what do we learn like during this time that's going to serve organizations well going forward. And again, I could totally go on and on. There are a number of track keynotes too. So on the concurrent track sessions, there will be a few, you know, kind of 20-minute speech/conversations. And one of those that I'm fairly excited about is Seth Dallaire, who is the Chief Revenue Officer at Instacart, is going to be speaking. Seth heads up Instacart's efforts around its retailer media network. And just given recent hires at Instacart, you can only imagine how important advertising is going to be to that company going forward. So I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of interest in what Seth has to say.
Yeah, and Peter and I might know who that is because we just recorded him on the show for one of the future episodes less than a month away on the CPG Guys. But I didn't feel that when you I didn't feel like you went on and on, Joe, because if our audience is listening to this episode, they want to know who the keynotes are. They want the details. They want to know more. They want to know. They're hungry to know what to expect this year. So in that spirit of what to expect this year, the big question on everyone's mind is, what's going to be different post-pandemic? And because this is a new way of coming back together, I think you use the word like group therapy. And now that it is tending towards this group decompression opportunity, this new way of meeting may be the future of meetings. You might be setting the trend for the future of meetings. So what to expect in terms of growing our knowledge and networks?
Yeah, for sure. I think in some ways, I really hope that Grocery Shop feels like it did 2 years ago, the last time we did one back in 2019. I hope that it is as fun and as action-packed and as exciting, you know, and I feel like that's an adjective you don't hear very often around grocery or consumer goods conferences, but we really try hard to kind of infuse an enthusiasm for all of these changes that are taking place in the industry. You know, it's not really about, you know, they're inevitable, like it or not. There's a lot to like here. There's a lot of opportunity here. And so I think that feeling should be, you know, present yet again at Grocery Shop 2021, just as it was in 2018 and 19. In terms of what's different, there are a couple of things. So we're doing a few different things in the exhibit hall. We're always kind of thinking about how to make the exhibit hall a place that people really want to visit and spend time in, as opposed to just doing the obligatory turn through it and then you're done. And so in addition to a number of fun lounges and other activations, we're building out a section of the exhibit hall like a mini grocery store. There'll be goods on shelves, there'll be carts, there'll be a very grocery store-like experience there. And it'll be a way for attendees to kind of walk through and kind of get a more firsthand feel for some of the technology solutions that are exhibiting with us this year. So I think we're experimenting with a very experiential sort of exhibit hall in that respect. We're excited about that. There are a couple of other exhibit hall surprises that I'm excited about that I'm not quite ready to talk about yet, but I would say it's going to be very fun in there this year. The second thing that I would talk about that's new this year is we've added a new track to the concurrent track sessions on the Monday and Tuesday of Grocery Shop, and we're calling them workshops. I think a lot of events have workshops, but what we specifically mean by that is these are 40-minute sessions that are going to be led by an analyst, a consultant, a deep thinker on a topic, who's going to give a, say, 15-minute or so overview of a framework for dealing with a specific problem, issue, or embracing an opportunity that the industry has. It could be something related to purpose-driven marketing. It could be something related to, you know, kind of building better in-store experiences. But so a 15-minute overview with really kind of detailed frameworks, advice, tactics. And then there's going to be a 15-minute one-on-one between that analyst person and an executive from a retailer or a brand that's hopefully going to kind of bring the frameworks and ideas to life for the audience. And then we'll wrap up with some interactive component, an exercise, a breakout session, Q&A, something like that. And really, we've launched these workshops specifically to respond to attendees who have said, you know, they love coming to Grocery Shop. They feel inspired by our sessions, but at the same time, they also feel a need for more takeaways that they can take back to their teams, their organizations, and put to use. So hopefully the workshops will kind of create a balance. I mean, I hope every session at Grocery Shop gives people something they can take away, take back to their teams, and put to use. But the workshops should be particularly fine-tuned to give people that news they can use, that knowledge that they can put to use. So I'm really excited about those. I'm excited about the exhibit hall, and I'm excited about the enthusiasm for the event.
I want to remind our audience that all of our content, links to our LinkedIn page, our Instagram page, our Twitter page, our profiles on LinkedIn, just go to cpgguys.com. As Sri mentioned earlier, there is no fee. There's no cost. It's all free. It's how we position ourselves. We're excited to be able to share this content with people in the industry. And if you are so inclined, we love feedback. We are an audience-driven podcast, which means we talk about what you want us to talk about. And the best way to do that is write a review. Just go to ratethispodcast.com/CPGguys. Leave a review and maybe even a star rating. Sri, what's my favorite number? I think it's five. I think it is. But that's up to you. It's your decision on what you want to do. But in any event, please do give us a review because we want to hear what you want to learn more about. Sri?
Wow, Joe, what a power-packed episode, huh? So I feel like you decomposed 3 days of what to expect in a quick 30 minutes. That was fantastic. And clearly, there's a lot of action, a lot of learning, a lot of networking. Like you said, group decompression, there's keynotes, there's the hosted conversations. It's just learning in a box in 3 days. That's fantastic. And the new tech stuff you talked about, and I believe you're holding on to an Easter egg that you will release later with a surprise as well. So I want to thank you, Joe, for on behalf of the CPG guys for joining us on the show and decomposing Grocery Shop for us.
Yeah, Peter, Sri, thank you so much for having me. It was a real pleasure spending time with you.
Peter, pleasure doing this week over week with you, sir.
Sri, I am so excited about Grocery Shop. You know I'm going. I've already booked everything. You know that our Fresh Four colleagues, Andrea and Melissa and I, are going to be there. And we're going to be talking to people during the show and gathering up some feedback that we're going to turn into to content for future episodes. So very excited about getting out to Las Vegas next month.
I unfortunately won't be able to make it, Peter, as I have another event that I committed to a long time ago. But I think I will believe that both of you were on the show if you both take a picture live from the event and you put it on a LinkedIn page, Peter.
I will, and I'm going to hold up one of your – I'm going to hold up your Grocery Shop caricature that was done a couple of years ago next to the three of us so that the Fresh Four can all be together. We're very excited about that, Sri.
There we go. And, Joe, don't be surprised if Peter, along with Andrea and Melissa, who are part of our Fresh Four team on Sunday, actually track you down during the conference and ask you a question live from the conference for the CPG guys. So a birdie tells me that may actually happen.
I'd love it. Looking forward to it.
For our audience folks, we will see you soon on another episode of the CPG Guys.
The content in this podcast episode is provided for general informational purposes only. By listening to our episode, you understand that no information contained in this episode should be construed as advice from CPG Guys LLC or the individual author, hosts, or guests, nor is it intended to be a substitute for research on any subject matter. Reference to any specific product or entity does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by CPG Guys LLC. The views expressed by guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The views expressed by CPG Guys LLC do not represent the views of their employers or the entity they represent. CPG Guys LLC expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of, reference to, or inability to use this podcast or the information we present in this podcast.